islands attract an unusual crowd of refugees from the real world. We got tree huggers and artists, llama ranchers and artists, herb farmers and artists, boat builders and artists, retirees who become artists, and artists who are discovering themselves. They'll be the last to find themselves, apparently, because the rest of us can't turn over a rock without finding one. I guess islands appeal to the romantic in us. Sailboats and sunsets, lighthouses and low visibility, mountain vistas and sparkling waters. The oyster is our world. Down at the south end, we wouldn't call it romantic exactly. Sort of matrimonial, maybe. You know, till death do us part. People who visit for more than a 5-minute stop at Elder Bay Grocery for directions to the place they were really headed before they got lost. They wonder if the south end attracts a certain breed of refugee or if living at the end of a long, skinny neck island makes them strange. You live somewhere there's no jobs, no towns, no restaurants, no bars, no taverns, no nothing. Sort of like parking the trailer in a Mars colony. I guarantee you gotta be, well, different. It's sort of a south end Darwinism versus south end creationism. Either you adapt or move away, or you were made to be here. I suspect when the fog clears here on South Galapagos, the only creatures crawling on the rocks on the beach of the next Paleolithic era will probably be tough old lizards in special harmony with their rugged environment, painting all the other lizards and opening up galleries to sell their art. I wish them luck.